Globish. The second English language. It may not be the most beautiful of tongues, but in this day and age, it's indispensable, says Jean-Paul Nerriere. Nerriere is a retired French businessman who made an interesting discovery. Throughout his career, he conducted a lot of international business and realized he had an easier time talking to non-native English speakers than he did with actual business colleagues from England. And that's why Nerriere invented Globish. Globish is essentially a very basic version of English. It only has 1,500 words, and its users must avoid humor, metaphor, abbreviation, and anything else that can cause cross-cultural confusion. It has been invented for the practical purpose of communicating between cultures in a primitive yet clear way. It's not a language, it's a tool, he says. A language is the vehicle of a culture. Globish doesn't want to be that at all. It's only a means of communication. In the business world, there are more and more non-native English speakers that must communicate in English, but just don't have the level. For them, it's much easier to learn Globish than it is to learn English. Globish is similar to another auxiliary language, Esperanto. The goal of Esperanto is to create a flexible language that can be spoken freely across cultures to promote international understanding. But is it a good idea? Surely there's more to a language than just being able to say what you need. And more importantly, if all the non-native speakers learn Globish, how is that going to affect native English speakers?